Welcome to Stay on Course with me, Julie Riga. My life has been a roller coaster of highs and lows, but what I know to be true is that when we are grounded in our purpose and savor the sweet moments of life, we are truly a success. Today, you are going to get the ingredients for success because life is salty and life is sweet. Together, let's explore the possibilities of our own lives and learn from thought leaders around the globe. Ready, guys? Let's cook it. Welcome everyone to the next edition of the Stay on Course podcast. Today, I have the most amazing guest, Devin Johnson. He went from sneakerhead to CEO, and Devin Johnson is reimagining the future for businesses. At 25 years old, Devin built a tech company, and he empowers entrepreneurs and businesses to innovate radically and how to build out a legacy with $0, grit, and resilience. Devin is a keynote speaker, and his first book, The CEO Has Left the Building, is coming out in 2023. Devin, welcome to the Stay on Course podcast.
I appreciate it. I'm excited to hang out and give the ingredients of being successful. So I'm excited.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Before we get started, I ask all my guests, what is your favorite food?
It's a tie. It's a really weird tie between cottage cheese and steak.
That's a very weird tie. That's the weirdest tie I've ever heard in my life.
I go through probably 4 to 5 gallons of cottage cheese a week. So just throwing that out there. I love cottage cheese. And then a near the top of the list is also coleslaw.
Oh, okay. Coleslaw is good.
You know, like there's wine snobs, right? Like, how does it smell? I'm like that with coleslaw.
Oh.
I'll ask the server, is it vinegar based or mayo based? Is it sweet? Is it tart? Is it made fresh daily? Is it stored? Like, I'm a freak about coleslaw.
Oh, well, and there's so many ways to make it, right? And homemade is the best. Amazing. So today we're going to talk about relentless rules for building your business. And you have so many amazing ingredients. Before we get into that, though, tell us a little bit about how we got to this moment in time where you're here and you have this amazing business.
Yeah. So, you know, take it all the way back to my childhood. I was 15. I lived in a divided household. My mom and dad were never married. And my dad actually spent the first 10 years of my life locked up, maintained a relationship with him. My mom would take me to visit him all the way in Michigan City, Indiana, for anybody from the Midwest listening, about 2.5 hours from where we lived in Indianapolis. Now, when he got out, I quickly was told and found out my dad was actually a big drug dealer. Wow. The quick story on how I found out. I'm at his house hanging out. I pulled down a laundry hamper. And 2 pounds of weed fall out. And so he had to set me down and explain that he was, this is the words my father used, a street pharmacist.
A street pharmacist.
Yeah, sophisticated, okay? And so, you know, growing up, I had two unique views on life. I had a very, you know, entrepreneurial, you know, figure it out dad that was mindset and always put school first. And then my mom was a great mother, kept me in school, kept me in sports. She was a factory worker. But a critical moment happened in my life when my sister got diagnosed with brain cancer. My dad actually did not know how to handle the situation, admitted he was struggling with an opioid addiction at the time. And we didn't see him for over a year. And that's when my entrepreneurial journey started. My mom moved into the hospital as my sister went under surgery about 14 hours after the tumor was found. And she was immediately let go of her job. And my dad was nowhere to be, you know, nowhere in the picture to help us financially. So I started reselling sneakers, Nikes, Jordans, Yeezys, anybody that's a sneakerhead on the show. You know, I'm the biggest, you know, one of the biggest sneakerheads still to this day. But that's how I got my start, was reselling high-end shoes. And through that process, you know, at high school, I actually went half day, sophomore through senior year, from the school board acknowledging me as head of household. So I went half day high school and then I hustled. And so I sold shoes, and then I would have to report back, and it was a whole ordeal. But, you know, I like to say I got my MBA in business in high school, because I think the real way of figuring out how to be an entrepreneur is just to
do it. Wow.
Just to get after it, right? You know, I was such an egotistical little shit at that time too. I mean, I thought I walked on water and had it all figured out. You know, that's one of the lessons we'll talk about, one of the ingredients we'll talk about. But, you know, anyhow, a little app came out when I graduated high school called StockX. If anybody's into shoes, you know what that app is. It is the public marketplace of sneakers. It tells you what to buy them for, allows you to buy them on the app, tells you what to not pay more than, and it killed resale margins. So another thing of adversity. And then I got into digital marketing around that time. My dad pops back into the picture. And then all of a sudden I get a phone call about 4 a.m. one day that he had overdosed from a heroin hit and had to identify his body. And, you know, that was just a tough time of adversity where it motivated me even further to figure out a bigger way, bigger calling. And I had this idea of saving time, simplifying opportunity for business owners as I was doing digital marketing, faced with this adversity, needing to be a bigger role model for everything and everyone around me. So this idea called Connected landed on a napkin. And here we are 4 years later, with just over 100 employees. And, you know, the company's valued right now at $120 million with the average growth just over 9% a month. So it's a rocket ship, continuing to innovate with our technology as we, you know, are continuing to grow. But that's really the full backstory.
Oh my gosh. And so now I understand this relentlessness. You became the provider for your family when nobody was doing that job.
Yeah. And, you know, my family, my sister did beat the cancer. I do like to finish the story. I did. She walked. She graduated high school.
Amazing.
As normal as she can be. My mom's back, you know, pursuing her career and in a relatively normal household as far as that's concerned. But, you know, my family, I'm the first to break the curse of poverty in the family. You know, Ed Milet talks about this a lot as far as like someone has to be the one to rewrite the history,
the story,
financial legacy, name legacy, impact legacy, that all the above. And that is the relentless pursuit that I'm on, is to change the Johnson name and the Lester name
in the history books. So, amazing. Yeah.
You know, you've just got to, you know, stay focused and stay relentless.
Amazing. So let's get into your ingredients for success. What's your first ingredient?
Focus. I say this all the time. Get your mind right. Get your money right. What I really mean is focus will make you rich. I know too many entrepreneurs, and I'm sure you've interviewed, you know, a lot of people. They sit there and they're like, I do this and I do this and I do this and I do this and I do this. And I'm like, what do you do well? Like, what is your cash flow? Like, what? How do you do 9 things and you have a team of 2 and you know, you got to go all in on one thing and then begin to diversify. So people always challenge me and they're like, well, the average millionaire has 7 streams of income, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But read that full statistic. They have 7 streams of income after hitting a 7-figure overall net worth. So they went all in on one core business, and then you get something called resources. You get the connections, you get the capital, you get the lines of credit, then you can build other things, right? And so people underestimate the power of being focused and staying consistent inside of one business, one vertical, one industry. They think that they're not a trillionaire in 90 days, that they need to start a new business.
One business, one industry, one vertical. As you're saying this, I'm writing it down, because I learn from every single person that is here on the show.
You know, you give a good run of, you know, 12 to 18 months. Like if you can't figure it out in 12 to 18 months, then as Kevin O'Leary famously says, you know, take it out back and shoot it, right? Mm-hmm. But you got to go all in on something.
One offering is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, one business that can have multiple offerings. That's different, but just stay focused, like Connected. I can sell you, you know, 7 different offerings inside of Connected, but I'm helping you save time and simplify opportunity. If you do not want sales enablement, sales automation in your business, we don't have a lot to talk about as far as buying from me.
Right.
Right. So
I got you.
Focus will make you rich. I'll say it over and over. You got to go all in with something.
So, all right. I'm going to take that. Tell us about your next ingredient.
Yeah. So, you know, lead from the front. I'm big on if I'm telling you go all in on one thing, well, then I better have went all in on one thing to, you know, so lead from the front. If you guys have a team or you have a couple business partners, you know, do not be asking a business partner to do a task or solve a solution that you're not willing to help with. It's very simple. You get a lot of early buy-in from people that you may not be able to afford financially for your team by simply being a doer, an executor, and staying focused. So being able to lead from the front with your organization is absolutely critical. So why am I so passionate about it? Why can I tell you, Julie, you need to stay consistent? You need to figure out this system. It's because it changed my life to a magnitude where it has put me to where I'm at today, where I went all in on one thing. Mm-hmm. Right. So being able to lead from the front, eat your own dog food, practice what you preach, however you want to say it, you need to be able to stand and believe in it. Because I have a lot of entrepreneurs that I know, I respect them in many ways, but they're half in, half out.
Mm. You know,
they're like, yeah, I do this business 3 days a week and I do this 3 days a week. I'm like, then you're not doing anything excellent.
Feeds right into what you were going to say next is the attaching yourself to the bigger reason.
Yeah, you have to have a bigger reason. Like making money is not a big enough reason. The statistic is after $75,000 in income in the United States, the worry of money goes down to almost minimal, right? Mm-hmm. Guys, that's not a lot of money. Okay.
I'll tell you. I can't live on that.
No, neither can I. So, you know, first and foremost, you can be driven by just money or materialistic objects, but you have to attach yourself to a bigger reason, a bigger calling. And mine simply is to be able to control my environment any and all given times. So I'm attached to surrounding myself with people that inspire me, being able to change the world with saving time, simplifying opportunity, and being able to control that and have the buy-in, the energy that I radiate, that we're truly going to do this. We're truly going to go disrupt. And so that's my calling. Everyone's calling is unique. You know, you got to start with core values. There's a whole process, right?
Yeah.
You start with core values and what really makes you tick and what really makes you upset, what makes you feel like you're on top of the world. Like there's a whole process to figure out this bigger calling. But a lot of people I know in business are like, oh, just if I made $1 million a year, that's it. But then you make $1 million a year, take it from someone that's done it. And well, that was like way easier than I thought. And that's still not a lot of money. Like you're still just, you're not fulfilled by the money, the income when you think you're going to be.
Yeah.
Followed by materialistic objects. And I'm telling you, I got these cars sitting in my garage. I've got the access to jump on the jet. I've got it all.
Yeah.
It means nothing compared to what my end goal is, which is impacting those million lives through my product. You think it's going to fulfill something, right?
Right.
Avoid, help the ego, or do this or do that. It means it absolutely nothing when you actually achieve it. You know?
And when you say control your environment, can you just, because that was one of your ingredients, tell me what that means to you.
I'm big on energy. So getting into our fourth ingredient is the environment. So environment is key. My mom, love her to death. She was a fantastic mother. She is a negative energy. Okay. It is like, I have to have her in very mild doses because it is just draining. Okay. So that environment, I separated myself from for a year. I didn't talk to any of my family.
So, I mean, most kids are not liking their parents. Like my daughter would probably say the same thing about me. So yeah. I'm laughing about that part.
Yeah. So take it to a business perspective. Someone challenges every vision. Someone shoots things down left and right. Yeah. Someone that pushes back that it's not possible with everything. Get rid of them. I don't care who they are, what they are to you, how much revenue they bring. They're making a toxic environment.
Yeah.
I have fired $4 million producers in this company for that reason.
Wow.
I control my environment. I'd rather the cancer not spread. And again, attaching yourself to income or materialistic items is just not the way to do it. Being able to control your environment at all times is crucial. This is all we have at the end of the day. And if you're not controlling positive energy, positive thoughts, and matching the actions necessary to achieve the positivity you're thinking about, it's going to be just a thought and a dream.
Tell us what your next ingredient is.
Yeah, so final ingredient we're going to discuss, fifth ingredient, is always be a student. I had an ego problem, massive ego problem, right? Thought I knew it all, thought I was the, you know, I thought I was the shit, you know, and I wasn't. I just was getting started, just getting a little bit of money, you know, no reason to act like an asshole, right? Mm. And so always be a student in life, always be receptive to thoughts, feedback. You know, I even ask, you know, our janitor cleans our office, you know, like, hey, you got any ideas on how this would look better? Or, you know, give me some, you know, feedback on this. Or, you know, I'm so open-minded to anybody helping me get to the next level or giving me insight. And you have to be open to receive, you know, getting back to the energy thing. You have to be in receptive mode in order to receive, right? Mm. You have to receive good energy and good thoughts. So, you know, always be a student and have no ego. You can always learn from everyone. Do not get it twisted. You have to protect your time and know the value of your time.
And one of the things I tell people is like every year there should be something you learn, a certification, a challenge that you put yourself through. I mm-hmm. love the idea of continuous learning. There's so much to learn now, you know, especially even with LinkedIn learning. We have so many opportunities to use LinkedIn learning and things of that nature. So mm-hmm. I love that. If you could give us a recap of your five ingredients for success in being relentless in business.
Number one, you got to stay focused. Focus will make you rich. Number two, you got to lead from the front. You know, it's hard to get buy-in, especially early in your business, without, you know, being willing to do anything and everything to make it successful. Number three, you have to have a bigger reason. Number four, you have to control your environment. Number five, you always have to be a student. You know, you always have to be a student in life, business, relationship. You know, I was asked recently, what is the biggest challenge you've faced in the last, you know, several years? I said, being a good husband. I'm like, ah, really? You know, they were expecting some business thing. I'm like, no, understanding the other human that loves you more than anything, how to, you know, make the balance, the trifecta of being a good husband, father, and leader within a rapidly growing organization. It's by far the biggest challenge
amazing.
That I faced. Yeah.
Well, Devin, this has been like super interesting and I learned so much from you. How can the Stay on Course audience find out more about how to reach you?
So Instagram, just Devin Allen Johnson, DevinAllen Johnson, Johnson. No spacing or anything, all one word, Devin Allen Johnson. Same thing on LinkedIn. You just search Devin Johnson. I'm normally the top, you know, three that pop up. And then on my website of what we do at Connected, just Connected, KENNECTED.io. Feel free to take a look at what we do and shoot me a follow on Instagram.
Amazing. Thank you, Devin. Thank you for spending this time. It has been an amazing episode. And I can't wait to see what's next from you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you so much. My dad, Ennio Riga, was not just a chef. He was my hero. From the hardships of World War II to the heights of culinary excellence, his story is nothing short of remarkable. Now, this story lives on in Stay on Course, a book that is very close to my heart. It's filled with his own words, his recipes, and the wisdom he imparted to me. Just imagine, 4 months before he passed, he handed me his life story, urging me to finish it. In these pages, you'll discover the secrets behind mouthwatering dishes and the lessons he taught me about leadership and perseverance. And trust me, there are some incredible tales in here, like the time he pulled off a birthday bash for Frank Sinatra with just 48 hours notice. So, if you're hungry for inspiration and craving a taste of Ennio's legacy, head over to stayoncoursebook.com. That's stayoncoursebook.com. Grab your copy and let his story ignite your passion.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Stay on Course. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so Julie can continue serving up delectable experts and appetizing content directly to your earbuds. And remember, right now, you have the ingredients to be living the life you are meant to live. This has been a production of The Media Casters.